Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for our podcast. This is going to be so interesting for all of you guys. We're going to learn about the transformational power of water and the many forms of water. You might think there's only one form, but I have on the podcast today, Mario Brankovic. He is an entrepreneur, researcher, and CEO of Analemma. This is a company that has really discovered how to enhance the properties and qualities of your drinking water by giving it a liquid, coherent crystal form. So, Mario, you're truly visionary in the field of health and wellness. Welcome to the podcast and teach us all about this transformational Analemma water.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's a true pleasure to be here. And you know, people, we consider water as just a simple element which is abundant everywhere. But in our research, we discovered that there are whole worlds hidden in it. We realized that water currently on this planet exists in what we call a chaotic state. So it's still water, it's still H2O, but those same H2O molecules, they move chaotically, they crash into each other constantly. But since all of this is happening on an atomic level, nobody is really aware of that. We realized this in our research, and we found a way to bring order back into that chaos. When you use Analemma, our technology, what happens is that those same chaotic H2O molecules start forming, start linking together, behaving harmonically, and they start creating a liquid crystalline structure. Through this unique process, you actually unleash the true power of water for health and wellness.
That's so interesting. I'm very sure that in organic chemistry, in all my chemistry classes, they've never taught me about different forms of water, with the exception of maybe deuterium-enriched water. So how did you come upon this idea, and exactly how does it work? You've sent me this amazing sample, which is a crystalline wand. And I'm supposed to stir that in my water. And then how does that activate or transform the water that I'm drinking?
So actually, the story started more than 15 years ago, where our two founders, Dr. Eric Larker and Dolph Zantinge, they actually picked up the whole lab of a famous German scientist, Dr. Fritz Albert Popp. So he developed this technology, which can capture biophotons. So every living thing exudes these tiny particles of light, and you need very sophisticated technology that can actually capture every single one. The more biophotons a biological system exudes, more vitality it has. So early on in our research, we actually also had 1 acre greenhouse in the Netherlands where we performed all the experiments. And we realized when you change the water by which you're watering plants, biophoton emission rise dramatically. So we realized that there is something biologically remarkable happening when you change the water. This was back 15 years ago where we started just the research on plants. So we realized also we watered tomatoes, and we realized that tomatoes that were grown with Analemma water, they exude between 60 and 200% more light than tomatoes that were grown with regular water. This was the first inclination that something really, really, really biologically interesting is happening there. We realized in our research that water is a broadband absorber, receiver, and transmitter of energy frequency and vibration. And when we realized this, our whole quest was to create the most dominant positive frequency water there is. Because we knew if we would, since water always picks up the most dominant frequency of its environment, if we expose any other water to it, all the water will become it. And after years of research, we created what we are now calling the mother water, the water that is in this very particular dominant state. And we actually pour it in this crystal vial that you just mentioned. So what actually happens is we use the crystal vial. It has two purposes. One, of course, to create the barrier between the mother water inside and the rest of the water. But more importantly, this crystal serves as a superconductor. It actually allows the frequency of the mother water to be transmitted into its environment. So in effect, when you take the Analemma and you put it in a glass of water and you start swirling, any H2O molecule that comes into close proximity to it starts to mimic its exact structure. So after 30 seconds of swirling, what you actually have is the glass of mother water. Mm-hmm. And when you drink that water, then all the benefits actually start to happen. And we proved really powerfully, which we're going to go in details, short-term effects and long-term effects of drinking this water.
Well, how does that, first of all, so the analemma water is in this crystal. How does it transverse the glass barrier of the crystal?
So as I mentioned, we actually used glass in the beginning and we realized that it doesn't work as well. That's why we started using the crystal glass, and crystal serves as a superconductor. So it allows the frequency of the mother water to be transmitted without any loss. That's why it's elegant and simple and very, very, very effective.
What does one feel when you drink water treated with the analemma?
This is actually a very interesting question. So since this water is an electromagnetic phenomenon, let's call it that way, we wanted to see, when we were deciding on first human study, we wanted to see, okay, what's the most electromagnetic part of human biology, which is very measurable? Mm-hmm. Our brain waves. Mm-hmm. So our brain waves, we can measure very accurately. So what we did, we actually did a double blind study with genetically identical twins. So it's a golden standard study where we had two genetically identical individuals. And the doctor administering the water didn't know which water was which, and twins didn't know which one was which. And we had QEEG equipment on their heads, and we monitored their brain waves to see what's going to happen. So the twin that took regular water, we saw no change whatsoever. So everything basically stayed the same. But this is where it gets interesting. Almost as soon as when the twin that actually took analemma water, a couple of sips of analemma water, there was an almost instant better connection between the left and right hemisphere of the brain, an almost instant harmonizing effect on the brain waves, which is really, really powerful to observe. It was very, very, very fast. And it was irrefutable evidence that something really happens there. It really biologically remarkable. What we did, we repeated the experiment 3 weeks later, where we gave analemma water to the other twin, and we saw exactly the same phenomenon happening while the first twin, now drinking regular water, experienced nothing. So it actually happens very, very fast. And some people experience it almost immediately. Most people immediately also experience the change in taste. You actually perceive that something is different. But, you know, we don't want to kind of stay within the subjective world of what somebody feels or doesn't. We're sticking to hardcore science. That's why we did this study. And also this other double-blind placebo-controlled study with which we actually proved that something really powerfully happens when people drink this water.
And has this published? Have you published this study?
No, actually, the ATP study, it's going to be published very soon. This one we did, this was the, let's say, the first human study that we did. Afterwards, we then developed protocols to be done in a particular way so that we can actually publish the study.
Okay, so the Golden Twin study is not yet published, but it's...
not yet published. No. This is the initial study that we did. We did it by the book, but it wasn't something that we decided to publish.
Interesting. Okay, so what's the ATP study? What does that involve?
Yeah, so we were very inspired by this biophoton emissions that we did on plants. And we were thinking, how can we, in very accurate way, measure the vitality of humans? So we came to ATP. ATP, adenosine triphosphate, is the primary energy currency of the cell. So it's directly responsible for powering the majority of cellular processes in our body, including muscle contraction, nerve impulse transmission, biochemical reactions. Basically, every heartbeat, every breath depends on ATP. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to see what's going to happen with ATP when people drink this water. So we employed luciferase, which is an enzyme that catalyzes light production in bioluminescent organisms. And due to its extraordinary sensitivity, you can very accurately measure ATP levels in humans. So we did a double-blind placebo-controlled study where in the beginning of the study, we took a quote-unquote snapshot of ATP levels in the participants of the study. Then they drank 1.5 liters of analemma water per day without changing anything else in the world. So didn't change their diets, They didn't change their exercise regime. Everything else stayed the same. The only thing that they've changed was the water they drank.
Mm-hmm.
After 2 months, we took another snapshot to see when the change happened. And what we saw was the 20% rise in overall mitochondrial energy of the body over the placebo. Wow. So when you calculate the placebo in, that's almost one third. Mm-hmm. And we are not talking about Red Bull energy here. Mm-hmm. We're talking about actual mitochondrial energy. This has profound, basically, implication on any process in the body because ATP is involved in DNA synthesis. I mean, in skin health, like in the repair and regeneration, ATP is crucial in the synthesis of collagen and elastin and other structural proteins, which are essential for maintaining skin elasticity and firmness. So it goes on and on. ATP really has powerful effects on overall health and wellness.
Are there some proposed longevity benefits? Like,
yes. Yeah, we actually did a study on glycanage. Mm-hmm. So we did it's a biological age test. What I love about glycanage is that it's not just about biological age, so to speak. These guys actually have over 120 published works in the field of glycans. So they made a powerful connection between the state of glycans and our overall health and wellness. Mm-hmm. So they're actually measuring one side of it. They're measuring the state of your immune system. And through the anti-inflammatory and pro-inflammatory glycans, you can very accurately measure the levels of inflammation in your body. So when they put all of this together, then they give you your biological age. So to cut the long story short, again, we did the study. We did a snapshot of the biological age of the participants. Then they drank 1.5 liters of NLM water per day without changing anything else in the world. And in the end, we again took the second test to see whether something happened. And almost every single person in the study experienced between 1 and 12 years of biological age regeneration. So something, again, happens on the levels of glycans as well when people drink this water.
Interesting. So again, that's not yet published, but it's going to be.
Yeah. Actually, we're having this. The third study that we actually did is the microbiome study, which is also very interesting. And we are now expanding on that study because we were so inspired by the results. We're actually doing the DNA sequencing of an entire microbiome because the science in the last couple of decades has you really have every single pathway by which every single species of bacteria has an effect on certain area of health. So we wanted to map it out to see what actually happens there. So we're doing a deep dive into the microbiome. But the study that we did as well, it was double-blind placebo-controlled, where we measured what is called the dysbiosis index of the microbiome, which measures the degree of deviation within the microbiome, taking into account all the different bacterial phyla and species and their weighing factor. And we had, to cut the long story short again, 17% rise on the dysbiosis index of the microbiome. But more importantly, what we saw is that the positive bacteria went up and the negative bacteria went down. So this equilibrium effect, which we noticed, is really very interesting. That's why we were inspired to kind of expand on the study and do a deep dive. So I'm guessing that within the next 3 months, we're going to have those results finalized. And it's going to be much deeper study than the dysbiosis index study. And this is also intended to publish. And what we are actually also doing is NAD study, because there is a great correlation between ATP and NAD. Mm-hmm. And everybody nowadays is talking about NAD levels and why they're so important for longevity and overall health and wellness. Mm-hmm. So we're also doing that study. So it will be really interesting to see what happens to NAD levels just by drinking this water. Mm-hmm. So this is also something very, very promising, and we're really excited about that study.
Very cool. How is the actual analemma water made? So that's the water within the crystal. How is that water sourced, harvested, or made?
Yeah, so it actually takes one full year for us to create the mother water. It takes 5 different stages that water has to pass through. And after the 5th stage, it actually never goes back to chaos. There were some scientists that created some form of what is called structured water, So the water actually changes. So we tested basically most of them. But the key difference between LMA water and all these other technologies is that with these other technologies, as I mentioned, water does enter into a structured state, but it stays in that state anywhere between a couple of minutes and day and a half tops. Then the water molecules break and the water goes back to chaos. But with NLMA water, we now tested it for 6 consecutive years after just one treatment. The water never goes back to chaos. So it's extraordinarily resilient in that particular way. And that resilience really gets transferred to anybody who is using it. I have to mention one other thing that I forgot when I was talking about microbiome. What actually inspired us to even do that study? So we are very much interested in agriculture as well, because there is a whole thing with the large agriculture companies. They're using glyphosate and all of these chemicals, which really has a detrimental effect on overall health and wellness. We can touch that later. But anyhow, what we did, we took a completely depleted, barren piece of land destroyed by all the large agri chemicals and glyphosate. And we wanted to see what's going to happen if we would water it with NLM water. Mm-hmm. So one part we watered with regular water and one part with NLM water. The part that was watered with regular water, basically, it was still dead. After 2 months, we saw nothing happening. It was still barren. You couldn't do anything with it. But the part that was watered with NLM water, there was a huge explosion in biodiversity of the microbiome of the soil, so much so that the bacteria, new bacteria in soil, started to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere into the soil where it belongs. The whole nitrogen cycle got improved. Total nitrogen in soil improved so much that after only 2 months, you can actually start to grow food on that piece of soil again. So there is something really remarkable, biologically speaking, happens when basically wherever you use the water. That's why we had brilliant results with animals as well. And we did actually a large agriculture study as well on the effects on plants. Plants go crazy on NLM water. But not only that, we actually measured the resilience of plants. This study is actually also going to be published in Tier 1 scientific magazine. We recently completed it. We actually took basil plants and we watered some with regular water, some with NLM water, and we created a short-term drought. Mm. And then we allowed the plants to recover. And we used this latest fluorescence-based technology where we, through the high-tech scanner, we followed what happens deep in the plant on a molecular level. And again, to cut the long story short, over 20 parameters, we proved that just by watering plants with NLM water, you increase the resilience of plants to stress and make them thrive even under really kind of bad external factors.
Interesting. Very interesting. And are you personally drinking NLM water all the time? Have you noticed
anything? Yeah, I'm not drinking any other water. when you really experience the effect and when you know what it does,
yeah,
you don't want to drink any other water. That's why, you know, people, I always say this, like everyone, if you're alive, you should be drinking this water, because the way I see it, it's the water that it was intended to be drank. You can actually find coherent water in nature, but you really have to go remote. There are very rare places on the planet where we found it. And this is where it gets interesting. It's when it's in the well, it's actually in that state. But as you take it out, in a couple of minutes, water molecules break and the water goes back to chaos. But with our technology, it doesn't happen. For some reason, it just doesn't happen. After you put it in this particular coherent state, it doesn't go back to chaos.
Interesting. I guess it's the concept of ice and icicles and snowflakes having that crystalline pattern. And I mean, it's for some people, it must sound very crazy to be talking like this, like they're different kind of waters and this one has magical powers. But I think that there is this definite force that organizes the water into that structured, beautiful
form. I always like to tell people just to kind of explain the concept in a way that they can kind of easily understand. For instance, if you take a light bulb of 5 watts, it will give you some light. But if you take 5-watt laser, which is a coherent form of light, you can drill a hole through a table. So it's the same light, but it's just very focused. It's the same thing with water. You have chaotic molecules of water. It's still water, but it's not connected. It's not in any way or form in unison with itself. So it doesn't have power. But when you bring it into this liquid crystalline state, it's really remarkable. All of the molecules start to work together. The water becomes like one, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And there, its true power is being unleashed. And also, one very interesting thing, we are 70% water in mass, but not a lot of people are aware that we are 99% water in molecules. We only have 1% of heavy molecules. 99% of all of our molecules are very light water molecules. Hmm. We're basically, when you look at it from that perspective, like very clever H2O.
Mm-hmm.
And since water always picks up the most dominant frequency of its environment, it's extraordinarily important what kind of water you drink. Usually people just go for the filtration. You know, okay, let's take the chemicals out of the water. And it's hugely important, don't get me wrong. But what people don't understand is that even if you take the toxin out, the frequency of it, the information, or however you're going to call it, it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
So you are actually putting it into your system. But with NLMA, you're actually completely clearing all of that out. That's why we're saying, since water is the most fundamental level of our existence, when you change that, entire biology follows, both short-term and long-term.
That is amazing. I think that's much more understandable when you explain it like that. Are there some misconceptions or myths surrounding the NLMA water that you think you can clarify for the audience, like things they may have heard or...
I mean, that's why we're investing so much into hardcore science, because we want to make people understand. People usually generally don't understand that there is, that through the change of the state of water, you can actually have such profound change on our biology. So that's the number one hurdle, let's call it. That's why I'm doing these podcasts, so that I can explain that there is something truly, truly powerful happening when you drink this water. And I mentioned plants. This is also interesting. We're getting thousands and thousands of letters from all over the planet. Of course, people are having their own amazing results with their own health and wellness. But plants, it's just extraordinary how, when you just water the plants with this water, and you have incredible results. I actually invite people who have an NLMA, and we were receiving so many letters. People actually did the experiment. So if you take two basil plants and you water one with regular water and one with NLMA water for mm-hmm. 3 weeks, and then you cut their water supply,
mm-hmm.
and you can even increase the stressor, for instance, heat or whatever, but it doesn't really matter. In a very short period of time, since basil is a very, very delicate plant, the one that is watered with regular water is just going to shrivel down and start dying, and it's going to blacken. But you can see what's actually happening with the same basil plant that was watered with NLMA water. The level of vitality it will preserve through the time,
mm-hmm.
It's very visual, so you cannot, and anybody can do it at their home.
I'm totally gonna do it.
Please do, and then you can see by yourself. And you know what's interesting? When you just sprinkle a couple of drops of NLMA water on it, when it starts to go down, within 15 minutes, you're going to, just with very, very, very little NLMA water, it just goes back.
Interesting. And then you can revive both plants, the normal water and
of course, yeah. You just, I mean, if the other one isn't like really dead.
Yeah.
So, if it's dead, then it'd really be kind of hard. I mean, I have done studies on it, so I can't, we haven't done that. We just kind of we used the other one as a control always. So we never kind of watered the dying plant. But we've received many letters all over the planet from people that really kind of had issues with their plants in their houses, or they couldn't kind of grow anything. It was very difficult for them. People, plants were dying. With NLM water, that doesn't happen.
What do you think in terms of human impact? Like, what are the changes that you will feel physiologically or visually? Skin,
well, anything? We received, again, really thousands of letters from people all over the planet. Everyone has their own experience, let's call it that way. This water goes, I would say, wherever you're weakest, so to speak, and starts to work on that.
That sounds so magical. I mean, I can't wait to try it. It's like the fountain of youth, perhaps. I don't know. We'll see. But
well, just so you know, it's not like this is the cure for all the diseases or something, but you need to drink the water. It's actually the ultimate biohack. Just by drinking the water, you're increasing your mitochondrial energy. And now, you know, scientists mostly agree that the key cause of cellular aging is the decline in mitochondrial function.
Yes.
And indubitably proved that mitochondrial function increases more than significantly just by drinking the water. Mm-hmm. So again, the microbiome, which has really wide implications for health, brain waves, so biological age. So just by drinking the water, which we have to do anyhow, it's not like you have to pop a lot of pills or supplements or whatever. This mm-hmm. is something that you need to do anyhow, and you get a lot of effects just by changing the water that you drink, nothing more.
Very amazing. What are the other things you're doing for biohacking and kind of?
There is one.
You take your own personal regimen.
You mean myself. I actually wanted to mention another thing. It just crossed my mind. When we were coming out with the whole house system, because we created a whole house system that you can install in the piping system of your house, then anywhere you open your faucet, you get coherent water. But we were kind of hypothesizing, since 99% of our molecules of water, what would happen if people would lay down in NLM water, taking a bath mm-hmm. for 20 to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And we actually connected to Dr. Greg Lane in San Diego, my good friend David Perez, and Hydrate Spa, since they already have equipment to measure various vitals before and after, and they had the whole system there. We connected to do a study to see what actually happens. It's now 100 people study. Very soon we're going to complete the study. So we were measuring cardiac output, stroke volume, blood viscosity, and most importantly, heart rate variability. Because mm-hmm. heart rate variability is very accurate, again, indicator of your health, and actually very powerful marker of longevity. And every single person in the study up until now had an improvement in all of them, in cardiac output, stroke volume, blood viscosity, and heart rate variability. So we had the minimum rise in heart rate variability was 30%, the minimum. And we had a much bigger rise.
Very nice. That's amazing.
Yeah, so this was the studies that I just wanted to mention, just crossed my mind that I didn't mention.
Yeah. So we were asking if there are other things you're doing for supplementation or habits that you have, like yoga, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, the number one thing that I'm doing is definitely yoga and meditation. So meditation for me is the very key thing. Mm-hmm. This is what actually connects you to who you are on the deepest level. Mm-hmm. So you are able to function in the world and to be a benevolent force in the world because you're connected to something which is deeper than just a shell. So meditation is definitely something that is very important for me. One thing that I would like to emphasize is the importance of organic food. So I eat organic food, and I would definitely use this opportunity to tell your listeners, if they aren't already, they should definitely start this, because the situation, especially in America, is really bad. They did a study on 97% Americans, I think they actually pee out glyphosate because we're taking it so much. And glyphosate, in the beginning, it's the pesticide that is being used all over the place, has been actually registered as an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually did a study in 2022 on the connection between the microbiome and depression. So they took 1,000 depressed individuals and they measured the microbiome, and they saw, like, I'm not going to say 100%, but there is an extraordinary connection between the state of microbiome and depression and anxiety.
Hmm.
You know, most people aren't aware, but 95% of serotonin, everybody's talking about serotonin, how important it is for our overall well-being and joy and experience of happiness. 95% of serotonin is being created in our gut by our microbiome and being delivered through the gut-brain axis to the brain. So the state of your microbiome influences how you perceive the world, how you perceive yourself. Mm-hmm. Are you happy or are you not? And they realized, to come back to the glyphosate in organic food, for some reason, glyphosate actually destroys the bacteria in our gut that are directly responsible for creation of 5-HTP, serotonin, and GABA. Mm-hmm. And without serotonin, 5-HTP, and GABA, you cannot be happy. You cannot be relaxed.
Yes.
That's why I always say, if you can eat organic, please eat organic. It will have a profound effect on your overall health and wellness.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Are you an early riser or late morning person or late night person?
I'm early riser.
Early riser. So, do you have coffee or tea?
both. Depending. Depending.
And can you use your Analemma water?
Of course.
Heated
of course.
Liquid? Yeah, so you'll make Analemma coffee.
Analemma water and everywhere. I just always say, if you buy the Analemma, please don't use it in hot water. It's, this crystal is very thin. So if you put it in very hot water, there is a possibility that it will break.
Oh, we don't want that.
So I always say, when you're, before you're making your coffee or your tea, just use the wand, put the water in a coherent state, and then boil it. And then you have no problem.
There, that's perfect. And are you taking any other supplements for your health, as far as like vitamins?
I'm not taking vitamins, but for instance, I'm using spirulina. I like spirulina a lot. From time to time, I use astaxanthin. Yeah. Astaxanthin is really awesome. There are several things that I'm using from time to time. I would also suggest to people to use a combination of vitamin D3, K2, and magnesium. Mm-hmm. It's actually important when you take it all together, then you're getting the best kind of influence. There aren't too many companies that did this combination, but this combination is actually very important. Just by using this, you're going to do a lot of things for your health. There are beautiful things in nature. Since, I own the natural pharmaceutical company, so I'm aware of extraordinary natural ingredients that can do wonders for our health. But that's why I zeroed in water. As I already mentioned, it's such a simple thing. You have to use it every single day. Anyhow, why not use the one that can actually really powerfully, positively impact your biology?
That's such a great idea. Well, I can't wait to try it. I'm so excited to read more about the studies. And there's so many other forms of water being marketed to the consumer out there. What do you say to those competing forms of water filtration? Or, we've heard
there
of...
there aren't many. There are many now, hydrogen water. There are many things that are actually happening. But in this particular thing, I haven't seen anybody create something of this magnitude. Maybe they even have, but they haven't invested in the studies as we did. Mm-hmm. So this is the key element. We actually waited for 15 years before we offered the water to the world, because we wanted to do our due diligence. We really wanted to kind of know that we can stand by it 100%.
Exactly. Well, where can people find you if they have further questions? What are your various Instagram handles?
So I always just like to direct people to go to coherent-water.com, and you can definitely send in a question there. We have Analemma Water on Instagram, so you can also send DMs, or you can actually jump on our newsletter if you're interested in our science. We're constantly doing new studies in various, at the same, in one time, we're doing several angles. So if you want to follow our science, just jump on our newsletter, and you'll get all of the information there as well.
Well, there you guys have it. It's amazing to learn new things. This feels like very beautiful and very solid technology, and I'm super excited to try it. I'm going to definitely do the basal study because I grow basil every
Please
summer.
Do. Please do. And use it
on
all
it on my Insta
your
story.
plants.
I sure
I have to. I have to mention one thing. I don't know if you have pets, but we actually did really amazing studies on animals as well. You know what's lovely about animals? They don't have placebo. So, and whatever you test on them, and if you see the results, you either have the results or you don't. And we really had powerful results with animals as well. And we are actually going to do biological age as well. So we want to prove that, again, if you feed this water to your animals or any kind of animals, there is going to be a very tangible biological effect.
Amazing. Well, this is so timely, just in time for spring and revival. And I'm going to drink it and let everybody know how I feel and how my basil grows. And I can't thank you enough, Mario. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you so much.
For now, guys, hopefully you learned a lot. I want to expand our knowledge base and think a little bit outside the box of traditional medicine and all the supplements that we take and think more holistically. So I thought this was super fascinating. I'm a huge fan. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. I truly believe in hydration, especially for the skin. You can check out our products there with our Deep Blue Hydration Serum, amazing collagen powder, and all the things we do to just help you stay youthful and vital. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.